Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Sometimes in August, things get kind of quiet and kind of slow, and nobody wants to really get out and do anything. But coming up on this Sunday and Monday, the folks at Napa Cafe, along with Frederick Weilman and Sons, the Wine Market, and Chocastry, are going to be bringing us Heartful of Soul, a multi-sensory event benefiting the Stax Music Academy, a program of the Soulsville Foundation, which also operates the Stax Museum of American Soul Music and the Soulsville Charter School. And these are some special dinners with some special music. Rusty Prudhon is here from Napa Cafe. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell us about this event. You were nice enough to send me a copy of the menu, and wow, this stuff looks great.
Well, thank you. Well, basically, the way this event evolved is we typically will do on a monthly or bi-monthly basis winemaker dinners in which we do a multi-course dinner with wine pairings, and generally the guest is a winemaker from California or Argentina or any other part of the world. And our friend Tiffany Wern from Frederick Weilman and Sons, we were having lunch one day and just trying to think of maybe some different types of events that we could do. And we're both big music fans. And the idea of maybe incorporating music into an event was kind of how this thing started. And we finished lunch, and the wheels just kind of started turning. And I thought, well, if we're going to do something with music, it would really be great to do something with Stax. They have such a rich musical history in Memphis, and so many people know the music that that we wanted to really figure out a way that we could incorporate the music into the dinner. And Merle Purvis actually introduced me to Kirk Whalum, and I had a meeting at Stax with Kirk and just kind of pitched him the idea of maybe doing an event, and he just thought it was a great idea. And basically it went from being this event where we were going to have music and food and wine to being a benefit dinner for the Stax Music Academy.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, explain how this is going to work, because you're actually going to have music sort of tied to each course, and that's going to be performed by some kids from the Music Academy?
Exactly. So basically, what we would typically do for a wine dinner is we would start with either the wine or the food and then kind of develop the other around it. What we wanted to do with this event was, rather than just have music from Stax kind of playing throughout the dinner, we wanted to start with the music. So we picked very specific songs to begin with and then developed everything else around the music. So it won't just be music being played during the dinner. The food is actually paired to go with these very specific songs. And the kids from the Stax Music Academy will actually be there to perform the songs live during each course kind of throughout the meal. So it's going to be really, you know, pretty exciting and kind of a dynamic event, not just the typical quiet kind of wine dinner. It's going to be a lot more energetic.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You've got some great looking food here. I mean, it's five courses and dessert, so it's some wonderful food.
It is. And, you know, what we wanted to do was we wanted to kind of showcase the talents of the restaurant. And, you know, and our chef, we brought Philip Ricks from Chocastry in on this. He's a guy that we met probably about a year and a half ago that has this wonderful kind of handmade chocolate business that he is just kind of starting off with. And I think that people are going to be really hearing a lot more from him. But we wanted to kind of incorporate him. He's a really nice guy and make some wonderful things. So basically the way the food ties in, just to kind of give you an idea, is with the dessert, for example, the jukebox of chocolates, the Beatles recorded Abbey Road, and they had a medley of songs, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight in the End. Well, Booker T and the MGs, about 6 months, I believe, after Abbey Road came out, kind of did it their version, kind of an homage to Abbey Road, and they called it Macklemore Avenue. So there's this really awesome, soulful version of that kind of medley on there. And so I thought, well, that would really be a fun way to end the evening. And then in keeping with the kind of tie-in with the Beatles, they have a song on the White Album called Savoy Truffle. And so I called Philip over at Chocastry, and I said, would you be interested in making this box of chocolates that we could do for a dessert and kind of incorporating some of the elements from the Beatles and some of the elements from kind of some traditional Southern food into this box of chocolates and do that for the dessert? And so that's kind of how that's developed, and he has just come up with some genius ideas for you know, he's got a barbecue truffle. He's doing one with sweet potato, and then he's doing his version of a Savoy truffle, and then a couple of other things that are they're just going to be outstanding. So
that's great. Well, it's a great looking menu of both music and food, and some fabulous wines too, of course.
Well, yes, absolutely. Tiffany Warren's been a friend of ours for a long time, and Frederick Wildman and Sons. It's one of those things where, because it's an import company, you won't, if you go to a retail store like the Wine Market and see Scott Smith, you won't see Frederick Wildman kind of as a label. But they have just this wonderful array of international wines from Spain, Italy, France, Argentina, you name it, they've got it. And so basically what we've done is we've tried to incorporate as many different regions as possible, and Tiffany and Scott have just done a wonderful job of kind of picking the wines to pair with the food. One of the courses that we're doing, we're actually doing a medley of songs, which kind of begins with this breakup song and then kind of this road to kind of feeling a little bit better and then back in love again. And so there will be elements of that dish, like a sweet element, a bitter element, and a savory element that will all be incorporated. And we're going to pair a trio of wines. So there will actually be a white, a rosé, and a red with that course. So, and I think we're doing two from France, from different regions of France, and then one from Spain with that course. And so, you know, it's going to be, you know, just wonderful. And again, Tiffany's wines, she has such a broad selection. So it was really kind of fun to go through and have her pick things to go with these, you know, with each of these individual dishes.
We're talking about A Heart Full of Soul. It is an evening to benefit the Soulsville Foundation, Charter School, Stax Music Academy, and the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. It's this Sunday, actually two nights, Sunday and Monday, at Napa Cafe, which is at 5101 Sanderlin. And if you'd like to get reservations, you certainly should, because it's probably going to be very full. And that number is 683-0441. Rusty Prudhon is here from Napa Cafe. This is a benefit, so it's not particularly cheap. It's $125 a ticket. But if you look at the entertainment and the food and the wines, it seems like kind of a bargain to me.
I think I agree. I think it's really an excellent, excellent deal. And this is what we're hoping with this event is that that it will become an annual fundraiser that we'll be able to do for the Soulsville Foundation and Stax Music Academy. And so basically what folks get, it's $125 plus tax and gratuity, but it includes 9 wines, 6 courses, and live entertainment for the entire evening. And basically about half of the money that they'll be spending will be a donation to the Stax Music Academy. So it really, really is a heck of a deal. The other thing, too, that's really fun is, you know, we're doing it on Sunday, August 19th, and Monday, August the 20th. The second night, August 20th, is Isaac Hayes' birthday, and it's also the 40th anniversary of Watt Stax. So there's some other fun kind of tie-ins with that evening as well.
Absolutely. We haven't even mentioned you're doing a silent auction, too.
Yes. We have at Napa Cafe a great private room that seats 65 people. That we will not be utilizing for those two nights because we'll be, you know, strictly using the main dining room for the event. So we've decided to use the private room to set up a silent auction. So we'll have some great silent auction items. We're actually going to begin the evening with a 30-minute reception from 6:30 to 7, and that will give people an opportunity to kind of the students will be playing some music, and we'll have some sparkling wine for them to enjoy and kind of go back and see what we'll be using for silent auction items, and give them an opportunity to bid on those items before they actually sit down for the event. So it's, again, just something fun to and another way that we're going to be able to give even more to the Soulsville Foundation.
Well, it's certainly a great event, going to be a lot of fun, some wonderful food, some great wines, and some incredible music performances by these incredible kids from Soulsville and the Stax Music Academy. It is this Sunday and Monday, beginning at 6:30 at Napa Cafe, 5101 Sanderlin. You need to get your reservations, and that's 683-0441. Take this opportunity to support some great groups here in the Mid-South with A Heart Full of Soul. Rusty, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it very much.